All right, next up we've got Governing Dynamics with Sync. Turn the boat towards the flickering moonlight. Your lovely voice gone and cursed my sight. Sometimes the water's not enough until it's been touched with some blood. It could be perfect and somehow not well enough.
I think this song is just great. You know, it's a good choice when it came to the affected guitar melody at the intro. Going through like the lyrics though, in less expert hands, I thought the lyrics could have cadence problems, like we keep on, you know, going on and on about with some songs. But I thought that this was great. I think he did it really well. It's just like I was like, oh, that could cause a problem, but then he just, you know, delivers it very, very well. So I was really happy with that. The song is almost 5 minutes long, and I like all of it. You know, it's also interesting that some of the lines rhyme very effectively, and some of the lines don't rhyme, and that's also good somehow. And then at one point, he rhymes the word enough with the word enough, and I'm still buying it somehow, you know. So, yeah, I just thought it was a lovely song. It might have been a winner if they'd been reinstated, but we'll never know.
Yeah. This is the kind of sort of moody emo rock that these guys are really good at. I really liked all the lyrics this time around. It has this sort of like maritime sailor type imagery that goes throughout the song, which is kind of interesting. And I get the feeling it's like a metaphor for depression or something. The lines like, I still feel a rope around my neck which tugs me up to the deck, which I thought was a really cool line. And then at the very end, it's now your song has been sung as the tide greets my lungs as the last notes fade away. Very emo, very cool, sort of dark emo ending. It's a cool song. I liked it as well. And I was never really bored listening to it either. It was lots of good things to hear and listen to.
Do you know what it's about specifically, though?
No.
It's about the sirens and like Odysseus and Jason and the Argonauts type stuff. If you listen or read the lyrics again with kind of that story in mind, the story with that, of course, though, is that they make it by the sirens. But in this story, it's like it's also about somebody crashing into the rocks. And I just thought it was just at least the imagery is just fantastic. So I liked it. And you know, another myth song.
Very cool.
Yeah. Like Micah did a myth song round one, and then both us and Governing Dynamics did one here for round four. So really good.
I thought some of the chords at the end in my memory were much closer than on re-listen, but I thought of Closing Time, the sort of sad ending part of that Closing Time song.
Oh, yeah.
They're not exactly the same, but they're kind of similar.
Yeah. Well, other people like in the chat brought up Procol Harum. What was that? The
Lighter Shade of Pale.
Lighter Shade of Pale sort of stuff. And that all fits too, but It's all good. So
yeah.
Procol Harum doesn't have a monopoly on that Hammond setting.
It's on funny, like, is it Travis is the guy who's from Governing Dynamics? Is that his name?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he tends to go for sort of darker, sadder, moodier songs. And it's funny, like Steve Stearns in his comment for his song said, like, you're never going to go wrong with up-tempo happy songs for spin tunes. It's just funny, like, the people have, like, a different idea. Like, I think he writes songs that he likes, where we're trying to write songs that we think judges and people will like.
Yeah. And I think the pressure's off when you're shadowing too. So especially for the last round, I think it's pretty rare that there's a last round reinstatement. Though I think there was one year, wasn't there? I can't remember.